This motherload of force is but a fraction of what the original SIOP for nuclear war called for in its opening salvo against Moscow. Here, in this scenario, the 82 nuclear warheads about to be launched all but guarantee the deaths of millions of people, or maybe even tens of millions of people, on the Korean Peninsula alone. It is nearly noiseless inside Marine One. Speaking in a normal tone, the president reads the nuclear launch codes out loud. 23 minutes, 30 seconds. National Military Command Center, Pentagon. Beneath the Pentagon, the Deputy Director of Operations authenticates as fact that the man who just ordered a nuclear counterstrike against North Korea is the President of the United States. This is not done by state-of-the-art voice apparent biometrics, but rather the old-school way. By challenge and response code, two letters from the NATO phonetic alphabet, spoken by a human voice. Foxtrot, Tango. The Deputy Director of Operations says in this scenario, these are the last two words he will ever say to the President. From inside Marine One, the President reads his response. Yankee, Zulu, he says. As the helicopter leaves the White House complex airspace, the President stares out the window of Marine One, watching as the distance between himself and the city expands. The end of the world has been set in motion by two code words spoken aloud. 24 minutes, missile alert facility, Wyoming, 1,600 miles from Washington, D.C. In a field in Wyoming, a patch of hard-packed snow shimmers in the afternoon sun. There is chain-link fence, motion detection equipment, and a 110-ton concrete door lying flush with the earth, facing the sky. Minuteman 3 ICBM below ground, left, and above ground, right, launch facility. U.S. Air Force, to passers-by, this is cowboy country. Rancho City M land. To Strategic Command, ETA TMS ICBM silo country. Home to one-third of the national TMS 400 land-based nuclear missiles. To those not in the know, the Echo 01 launch facility in this scenario is simply a nondescript cluster of buildings, house, barn, electric tower, garage. But beneath the blast doors, hidden in the field, sits an 80-foot deep missile silo tunnel with concrete walls that are 4 feet thick. An elevator shaft connects the launch crew to living quarters, a power station, and an escape tunnel so the two-person missile crew can get out after launch. Most of the space down in the silo is consumed by a Minuteman III missile 60 feet tall, 80,000 pounds, and with a 300 kiloton thermonuclear weapon in its nose cone. A weapon that is now being readied for launch. The clock reads 1:27 p.m. local time when the clarion call sounds. Combat missile crews and support personnel assigned to the 90th Missile Wing leap from their seats in every outpost across the state, each person moving at speeds only DEFCON 1 can incentivize. America TMS 400 land-based ICBMs are generally accepted as the leg of the U.S. nuclear triad most vulnerable to attack because their locations are publicly known and don't need TMT change. This also makes them among the first weapons systems to be launched in a nuclear counterattacker, a concept known to insiders as the use them all ooze thema strategy. Launch your ICBMs fast or expect them to be targeted and destroyed. An ICBM can be launched, meaning the time it takes from the moment a launch order is received to the weapon a TMS physical launcher faster than any other weapon system in the arsenal, including those on submarines. A.O. Therina TMT called Minuteman for nothing, A. wrote former ICBM launch officer Bruce Blair. A.O. The process of arming and targeting and firing the missiles happens in a grand total of 60 seconds. A. Each of the 400 ICBM silos like Echo 01 is strategically positioned across America, west of the Mississippi River, A. in Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Colorado. Theatrum've been built beneath private ranches, inside national forests, on Native American reservations and family farms. Some are outside small towns, others down the road from local mini-malls. A few facilities are so remotely located, It takes missile crews several hours to get there by vehicle, on good weather days. Missile Alert Facility Echo 01 sits inside a 9,600 square mile parcel that makes up Wyoming's TMS vast underground nuclear missile field. If Wyoming were a nation, a journalist Dan Whipple points out, F.E. Warren Air Force Base outside Cheyenne AU would make it one of the world at TMS major nuclear powers. At Missile Alert Facility Echo 01, the two-man missile crew has been preparing every day for this day. During each morning a TMS elevator ride down, the launch officers remove their Air Force patches from a Velcro strip and replace them with patches from Strategic Command. In the event of nuclear war, they report directly to the Stratcom commander. For 7 decades, this act has been preparatory. Today it is real. Now that the President's TMS launch order has been validated, the ICBM launch sequence begins. A Minuteman Launch Control Center controls 10 ICBMs. Across Wyoming, launch crews inside missile silos receive encrypted orders. Each order is said to be 150 characters long. 5 launch control center crews, including those at Echo 01, open their locked safes bolted into the missile silos at TM concrete walls. Each launch officer compares the recently updated sealed authenticator system codes with the codes they've just received from the emergency action team at the National Military Command Center beneath the Pentagon. Each officer retrieves a fire control key, a small, silver in color, made of metal, with a key ring and a descriptive tab. Each launch crew enters a war plan code into a launch computer, retargeting each of the ICBMs from open ocean default presets, for safety, to a predetermined target in the Option Charlie attack plan from the President's TMS Black Book. 50 new target coordinates are typed in. Launch keys turn. 50 Minuteman III missiles, each with a 300 kiloton nuclear warhead in its nose cone, are now armed. 50 ICBMs transporting a total of 15 megatons of explosive yield. Across the state of Wyoming, 50 110-ton concrete silo doors blow open wide. Through clouds of smoke and fire, 50 nuclear-armed missiles begin to rise. It takes 3.4 seconds. For a Minuteman missile to exit its missile silo and take flight. After a minute, the first stage booster of each 80,000-pound missile completes powered flight and drops free. The second stage rocket booster ignites, dropping parts of itself as the missile climbs. After roughly 12 minutes, each missile will accelerate to extremely high velocities, before reaching an ultimate cruising height of 500 to 700 miles above the surface of the Earth. But before any of these 50 ICBMs reach this final speed and height, a phone call gets made by an old man living down the road from one of these launch facilities here in Wyoming. The old man is a Russian spy. Ayo, there are spies everywhere, watching nuclear launch facilities across the United States. Avatua TMS First Science and Technology Director, Dr. Albert A. Obudawelan, told us before he died. The old Russian spy picks up his phone and calls Moscow. The ICBMs have launched, he says into the phone. Part 3. The next 24 minutes, Rancho San Miguelito, Point Budgeon, California. Diablo Canyon, California. On detonation. A 300 kiloton nuclear bomb releases 300 trillion calories of energy within 1/1,000,000th of a second, courtesy of Pacific Gas and Electric Company, in Central California. On the coast, 4 miles northwest of the Diablo Canyon power plant, high on a hilltop near Point Budgeon, a cattle rancher is tending to his animals when he is blown off his feet by the blast from a 300 kiloton nuclear bomb. There was no sound at first. No warning. Just a wall of dense air that hit him like a bulldozer, the wind ripping the clothes off his body. As fate and circumstance had it, the cattle rancher was facing away from the bomb when it exploded, sparing him blindness. He is alive owing, in part, to geography. To the forms and features of the land surfaces around him. A series of low mountains and sloping cliff formations separate the rancher from Ground Zero, the point where the bomb detonated. The earth and stone buffered some of the bomber TMS deadly thermal radiation light and heat that causes third-degree skin burns and sets combustible materials on fire, but not all. Large, hilly land masses tend to increase air blast effects in some areas and to decrease them in others, a U.S. Army scientists learned from the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings. There are no buildings here on this sea-facing bluff, nothing to topple over and crush the rancher to death. No glass windows to shatter and impale him. The overpressure from the bomb tore off his clothes and threw him to the ground. He is old as dirt and tough as hell. He gets on his feet. Spins around. He sees the mushroom cloud. The rancher TMS great-grandfather purchased this land in the early 1900s, before the invention of Ford TMS automobile. Staring at the mushroom cloud rising over the land, he almost can't TMT believe his eyes. The rancher TMS cattle there first singed from thermal radiation run for the hills. He stands alone. An old, naked man. He was born in July 1945, the same month and year that Manhattan Project scientists built and tested the first atomic bomb, codenamed Trinity, as in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The old rancher looks around for his clothes. He sees his smartphone in the dirt, spared localized EMP effects owing to the surrounding terrain. He picks up the remarkable little machine and begins taking video with its camera system. The old rancher knows history, knows the Trinity bomb was exploded in the Jornada del Muerto desert, which means the journey of the dead man. And now, here he stands in Diablo Canyon, in the Devla TMS Gorge, watching the mushroom cloud expand. Everything associated with nuclear weapons is saturated in evil and in death, he has read in books. Always has been this way. He is old enough to remember when Mutual Assured Destruction was first sold to the public as a savior, when really the old rancher knows that mad is madness. He remembers Bert the Turtle. Duck and Cover Drills. Project Sunshine, the Atomic Energy Commission program that collected bones of the dead and baby teeth of living children, to secretly test tissue in human body parts for levels of radiation exposure. The rancher keeps filming. He is aware of his own mortality. Of the lethal levels of radiation he is no doubt receiving right now. Of death by radiation poisoning, and how it is an abominable way to die. He uploads to Facebook more video. Images of this grayish-brown mushroom cloud rising over a nuclear power plant sitting nearly equidistant between San Francisco and Los Angeles. Between two of the most populous cities in America, TMS most populous state. This is the Devla TMS scenario made real. The bomber TMS localized electromagnetic pulse destroyed AC power systems up and down the coast, but the rancher TMS cell phone still has battery juice. It connects to the internet by way of a communications satellite passing overhead. The rancher TMS video posts to social media sites and begins making its way around the digital world. People in Paris and Peoria, in Karachi and Kuala Lumpur, are now seeing images of this mushroom cloud appearing across social media in near real time. Reports begin to flood the internet. Hash nuclear war, hash Armageddon, hash end of the world. 25 minutes, data center, Sacramento, California. Tens of millions of people across America hurry to their smartphones and log on to social media platforms. If the internet is the road, the app is the destination, and in this moment people flood Facebook, X, Instagram, whatever their trusted news app happens to be, everyone desperate to gather information about what is happening on California.ATMS coast, in real time. To see is to believe. People need to see the rancher TMS video with their own eyes. X is the first to implode. At its data center in Sacramento, the power shuts down. The backup systems kick in, then those systems trip and shut down. The destruction of the Diablo Canyon power plant has wreaked havoc on California.ATMS electric grid. Demand is far outpacing supply. computer servers and storage systems that process data begin to overload, and start shutting off, falling like dominoes. 80. Then 100. Then 150 million of XATMS users log on all at once. The site buckles under the strain. Crashes in entirety. X is now permanently and forever down. 25 minutes, 30 seconds, Diablo Canyon, California. The nuclear bomb that struck the Diablo Canyon power plant was a 300 kiloton surface burst. Unlike an airburst, which is designed to kill the most people on the ground using blast, a surface burst kills fewer people in the immediate vicinity, but produces far greater amounts of fallout than if exploded in the air. Fallout got its name because it literally air falls out of the sky after the explosion passes and the shockwave subsides. The weapons technology involved in getting a NOTS-23 submarine-launched ballistic missile from a missile tube in an underwater vessel to a target on land has been decades in the making. The Americans and the Russians began working with sub-launched missile technology in the 1950s and have been at it ever since. North Korea is relatively new to the game, but thanks to theft and beginner ATMS luck, the submarine-launched ballistic missile fired at the nuclear power plant in California missed the center point of its target by only a few football fields ATM distance. The bomb struck the earth and detonated just below the power plant ATMS Sunmost employee parking lot, 100 feet back from the edge of the cliff. Countless effects have been calculated by defense officials, including ones that involve hitting a nuclear reactor with a missile. But what has happened here is almost beyond measure. In a fraction of a second, everyone at the Diablo Canyon facility has been incinerated. There is no one left alive to measure anything. All nuclear power plants in the United States are built to withstand a direct hit from a fighter aircraft. In 1988, Sandia National Laboratories did a containment vessel integrity test, flying an F-4 Phantom fighter jet into a 12-foot concrete wall of approximate construction, a slab designed to simulate a reactor containment vessel wall. Most of the jet was atomized. The wall suffered a 2.3-inch scar. But this remotely controlled aircraft was traveling nearly 500 miles per hour and its spare tanks were filled with water, not fuel. Hitting a nuclear reactor ATMS containment vessel with a nuclear bomb is another league of destruction. When a 300 kiloton nuclear bomb detonates, it releases 300 trillion calories of energy within 1/1,000,000th of a second, a ridiculous amount of force for the average human mind to comprehend. In dynamite, that is the equivalent of 600 million pounds of TNT, a figure equally incomprehensible. A medium-sized pipe bomb has an explosive capacity of around 5 pounds. Historian Lynn Eden, scholar emeritus at Stanford University and an expert on nuclear firestorms, explains, because the early fireball would be so hot, it would expand rapidly. By the time the fireball approached its maximum size, it would be more than a mile in diameter. A mile-wide nuclear fireball is enough to entirely destroy the 750-acre Diablo Canyon facility. And because roughly half the diameter area includes ocean, the entire nuclear power plant has now cratered into the sea. Everything inside the fireball is obliterated. Some of what used to be inside the crater gets deposited on the partial rim with the rest carried up into the air, to return to the earth as fallout. As Carl Sagan warned back in 1983, high-yield ground bursts will vaporize, melt, and pulverize the surface at the target area and propel large quantities of condensates and fine dust into the upper troposphere and stratosphere. And because this fireball vaporizes so much ground, its mushroom cloud contains an unprecedented amount of radioactive material. In the effects of nuclear weapons, the Army ATMS scientists did not mince words. A nuclear explosion occurring at or near the Earth ATMS surface can result in severe contamination by the radioactive fallout, a gradual phenomenon extending over a period of time. Fallout can occur even when the cloud cannot be seen, with particles, approximately 100 micrometers in diameter, to pieces about the size of marble. But the Army TMS description does not do justice to what is actually happening here. It does not include the cataclysmic effects that come with the dispersal into the atmosphere of the radioactive inventory from Diablo TMS Twin 1,100 megawatt reactor cores and its 2,000 metric tons of intact spent fuel. Seconds pass. What is happening inside the mile-wide bomb crater is precisely what nuclear physicist Ralphie Lapp warned about in the Urgen report back in 1971. What remains of the twin reactor cores burns, spewing radioactive lava now boring down into the earth. Diablo TMS decommissioning panel previously warned that if temperatures were to reach 1652 degrees Fahrenheit, 900 degrees Celsius, AF hot fuel rods will spontaneously combust. And now they have. All of the more than 2,500 spent fuel assemblies burn, transforming into a radioactive brew of poisonous fallout. Minutes ago, the Planter TMS open air, dry cask field of 58 concrete canisters stood upright like giant chess pieces, each one bolted down to a 7.5-foot thick concrete pad. The bomb blast shattered their concrete shells, knocked them over, and blew them apart, and now they too emit extraordinary amounts of highly radioactive waste. Until the bomb struck, Diablo TMS Reactor Unit 1 and Unit 2 were producing enough megawatts of electricity to deliver power to roughly 10% of all Californians, some 3.9 million people in 2024. Not anymore. Power plants require electricity to function. The bomb explosion has destroyed the AC power systems that once kept Diablo online, and the power is not TMT coming back anytime soon. The facility at TMS-6 backup diesel generators were obliterated by the fireball, as were the fuel storage tanks and backup battery systems. The Planter TMS on-site fire department to its two fire engines, water reservoirs, and the machines that pump seawater onto burning buildings all have turned to ash. 5 million gallons of emergency water have been dispersed in the infernal heat. The Planter TMS auxiliary seawater snorkels, its cooling water intake systems, and its hot water discharge areas all have collapsed into the sea. Emergency management helicopter crews will not arrive any time in the near future to try to put the fires out, certainly not as Russian crews did during the Chernobyl disaster of 1986. The U.S. Army can TMT fly overhead and try to smother with sand and bore on whatever might be left of the two exposed nuclear reactor cores. The high levels of lethal dose radiation pouring out of the site make passage through the debris cloud instantaneously lethal for weeks or months to come. Gordon Thompson, director of the Institute for Resource and Security Studies, describes the consequences of a spent fuel assembly fire. AO the fire cannot be extinguished at that point, simply because it cannot be approached due to the extreme radioactivity. A. Thompson has studied nuclear fuel storage systems since 1978. His calculations indicate that up to 100% of the Planter TMS radioactive fuel TMS elements would be released into the atmosphere. A.O. Whitmer talking about an event that would force the long-term abandonment of an area roughly the size of New Jersey. A. Frank von Hippel tells us, then, confronted with this scenario, rephrases, AO2 New Jersey's. A Los Alamos nuclear engineer Dr. Glenn McDuff paints an even darker picture. AO the situation would be far, far worse, A he warns. AO spent fuel rods are radioactive. Hit by a nuclear bomb, they would shatter into a zillion pieces. A what this means, McDuff tells us, is that AA would TMD now have radioactive pieces of spent fuel rod seeded in your fallout. Would TMD have a situation where the middle of California is unusable forever? The land could be contaminated all the way to Nevada, perhaps even Colorado? Diablo Canyon would never recover. Ever. A 26 minutes, National Defense Management Center, Moscow, Russia, the National Defense Management Center in Moscow. www.kremlin.ru, inactive, among the most significant people who managed to see, and to download, The cattle rancher a TMS video before X went down are in Russia. They are the deputies serving the top generals in the Russian general staff. This group of young officers in Moscow is now glued to electronic screens replaying the mushroom cloud video in a loop. Here on the icy banks of the Moskva River, inside Russia TMS National Defense Management Center, every last persona from the generals to the janitor sir has stopped what he or she was doing and now scrambles to make sense of what the hell is going on in the United States. The West Coast of America just got hit with a nuclear bomb. This is shocking. This is catastrophic. But most of all, this is terrifying. Deterrence is a psychological phenomenon. A state of mind. Now that deterrence has failed, anything can happen. Anything at all. It is 10:29 PM Moscow time. The night watch commander here at the National Defense Management Center quickly sets up an emergency teleconference for the senior commanders of the general staff. Those who are already physically in the building rush into the Control Center of Strategic Nuclear Forces, an auditorium-style, fortified command center, similar to the bunker beneath the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Russia had nothing to do with what just happened in the U.S., in this scenario. The ranking Russian generals signing into the teleconference one by one know this to be fact. They are the individuals in charge of the National TMS nuclear forces. But conclusions drawn by others will be impossible to control. Deterrence has failed. The theory that mutual assured destruction keeps the world safe from nuclear weapons is no longer valid. In this moment of crisis, how will a decapitation event against the United States by a rogue third party impact decisions made by Russia TMS Nuclear Command and Control? Former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta provides us with his impression of what might be transpiring in such a moment. Ayo, honestly, don't you TMT think their TMS a great deal of thought given to the mad chemistry at a time like this? A Panetta fears that AUN nuclear bombs start flying. There is not a lot of time to start thinking, who the hell else is feeling threatened? ATM Air TMS not a lot of thought given to who the hell else may be thinking about doing what. Not at a time like this. A crisis mindset can be a dangerous thing. The National Defense Management Center in Moscow is a nerve center of Russia TMS Nuclear Command and Control. Located 2 miles from the Kremlin, here is where Russia TMS top generals can coordinate all military action around the world, including nuclear missile launches. The command bunker was designed to emulate the one beneath the Pentagon, only more grandiose. A floor-to-ceiling screen displays real-time military action on an electronic system bigger than an IMAX 180-degree digital dome, according to the Kremlin. Tablet computers connect military officers to a supercomputer in the basement. With its 16 petaflops of speed and 236 petabytes of storage capacity, the Kremlin claims their computer outperforms the Pentagon at TMS 3-1. That, as Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told TASS Russian news agency, it's a colossal power allows it to run war games and make predictions about nuclear conflict with a human brain-alike capacity, designed to synchronize decision-making capabilities with real world events. That it has the power to analyze the movements of other nations in near real time and to advise the Russian president about military actions to take in response. A bolt out of the blue nuclear attack levied against the United States is deeply troublesome to Russian nuclear command and control. The night watch commander picks up the phone and calls the general he reports to. F apostrophe F degrees N tilde F micro F inverted question mark N tilde F sidilu N tilde N tilde F N tilde N tilde N tilde F squared F sidilu F micro N tilde F 3/4 N tilde F 1/2 F 3/4 F 1/2 F micro F 3/4 F plus minus N tilde dot F 3/4 F apostrophe F sidilu F 1/4 F 3/4. He says. You must get here immediately. 27 minutes, in space. Russia TMS Tundra early warning satellites are unreliable. Image by Michael Rami, up in space, thousands of miles above the Earth a TMS surface, a technology-based disaster is underway. A Russian satellite at the apogee of its highly elliptical orbit is monitoring the Northern Dear Minuteman ICBM fields in the United States, when the signals intelligence it receives sets off a series of alarms. These classified warnings are the Russian equivalent of ballistic missile launch alert.